And my first project was, as instructed by Gary, I had to compile a list of all the buildings in Castle Street, which I did, and then Gary read it, and they came to this one, courthouse, museum, 1970s, what happened to it? So I explained how everything was in storage. And Gary wondered, could we not get this back up and running again? And we thought, why not? So he contacted John McConnell, and I wasn't involved there, but the outcome was Irish World came to some arrangement with Moyle District Council, and Irish World moved into the museum as their base. And we had a lot of cleaning out to do because it had been used as a store. That took all the 2 months. And we opened to the public about June 1987. We also recorded people like Big Andy McKinley, who was a great togger, well known, so he was. He was also an artist, so he was. And he designed the cover for Q.A. Boyd's book on the history of Rathlin Island. And it shows you Bruce in the cave with the spider. Yep. Andy did that. He's very good, him and his team. Wee Jordy Mackay, Adam Sloan, Paddy McFall. They would acquire a lorry from somewhere and perform music, and they're all dressed up. And that's a great show. They were great acts. They were the highlight of the community week back in the 60s, so they were. Another person we recorded was the late Pat McBride, Ballyrea, and he was the local historian of Kerry, so he was. I remember that night because we worked flexible hours, and we actually interviewed Pat, I think it was about 8 o'clock that night. It was a winter's night, and we're sitting around the log fire, and the logs were hissing and spitting, and the clock was chiming away, and then again Pat was scraping his boots on the tile floor, and it was a brilliant recording, so it was. I'd love to hear it again sometime.